I should have wandered on by.
Will the Senate please come to order? Members, please note their presence by voting. Secretary, please take the roll.
The roll shows 16 senators present this morning. Senator Holman is excused from a call of the Senate today.
Will the Senate please rise for prayer?
Reverend Hunt.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who has so graciously called these elected senators as your servants to govern your people, give each and all a sense of readiness today to serve according to your command. Give them such a spirit of continual training for functional fulfillment of your most holy will. Help each keep the edges of his or her mind keen. Help each keep his thinking straight and true. Help each keep his passions in control. Help each keep his will active. Help each keep his body fit and healthy. So grant your blessing to this Senate for our great land of Alaska. We pray in the name of him who came to Galilee to give a blessing for all this planet. Amen.
Will the Secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 54th, 55th, and 56th legislative days.
Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, no additional corrections. The moon has unanimous consent. Shall be approved as read.
Hear no objection. The journal is approved. This brings us to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, I take considerable pleasure in introducing two very close relatives of Frank Lee, an AA for the Senate Commerce Committee. His mother, Mrs. Mildred Lee, of Orland, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia. And his sister, Rosemary DiPapino, of Bellevue, Washington.
Mr. President.
Senator Sturgulewski.
Doing just a little bit of a dance here with Senator Dankworth because this is his constituent and friend as well as mine, but I won since I didn't pass the vote quickly enough. Wilda Marston in that gallery on the Anchorage Library Board as well as the Governor's Advisory Council on Libraries, and I understand she's going to be working with some Juneau people to give some tips down here about how you get library bond issues passed.
I think everybody in the state's going to need a tip on how to get bond issues passed. Further introductions brings us down to messages from the governor. Oh, introductions, Senator Ziegler.
President, I'd like to stand at ease for a moment.
Yes, sir. Back to order. Messages from the governor.
Messages of March 7. I have signed the following bills and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 577, making supplemental appropriations for the operating expenses of state government and providing for an effective date, Chapter 6, Sincerely J.S. Hammond, Governor, and House Bill Number 597, making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for the Iditarod Trail Race and providing for an effective date is Chapter 7, Session Laws 1980. Those are the messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the other house?
Message of March 7, the House has concurred any Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill Number 243 amended, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 243, Teachers and Public Employees Retirement. Message of March 7, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 624 amended by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the royalty on natural resources of the State and Alaska Royalty and Gas Development Advisory Board and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
Message of March 7. The House has failed to concur any Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill Number 599, authority of the Board and Game and the Department of Fish and Game over domestic mammals, namely committee substitute for House Bill Number 599, amended Senate, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment. In the event the Senate does not recede, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate to consider the above bills. Representative Carney, Chairman, Representative Brown, Representative Hayes.
Mr. President.
Senator Curtula.
I'd move that the Senate recede from its committee substitute House Bill 599 and ask we vote against. It's been a request of the concerned amender.
The question is, shall the Senate recede in its amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 599? The members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 nays, one excused.
And so the Senate has failed to recede from its amendments to House Bill 599, and at this time I'd like to appoint a free conference committee composed of Senator Curtula, Senator Ray, Senator Mulcahy. Senate, please come back to order. Senator Ray, you'll be chairman. Madam Secretary.
Message of March 5, held for March 6. The House has passed Senate Bill 104 amended, establishing the Court of Appeals with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 104, Judiciary, amended House. Relating to the judiciary, establishing a Court of Appeals, amending the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court, the Superior Court, and the District Court, clarifying and amending the sentence appeal and other appellate jurisdiction of the Superior Court, changing the qualifications of justices and judges, providing that justices and judges may serve as delegates to constitutional conventions, amending the time period in which the Judicial Council is to provide information to the public concerning judicial officers standing for retention election, changing Rule 21, Rules of Appellate Procedure, and Rule 7, District Court Criminal Rules, and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the message from the House on this subject be held one legislative day.
Are there any objections? Hearing none. House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 104 will be held one legislative day.
Those are the messages from the House this morning.
Brings us down to communications.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 50 extending the life of the Blue Ribbon Commission on the State Personnel Act, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass with a new fiscal note. Signed, Senator Sacker, Chairman, concurring Senators Hackney, Curtula, Ray, and Sumner. Senator Bennett signed, no recommendation. SCR 50 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 294, Susitna River Hydroelectric Project, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Sumner, Chairman, concurring Senators Curtula, Dankworth, Bierenkamp, Mulcahy, and Bennett. SB 294 has a further referral to Finance. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered House Bill Number 585, incorporation of second-class boroughs as home rule boroughs, and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee Substitute with a new title and do pass. Signed, Senator Sturgiluski, Chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Kelly, and Rohde. House Bill 585 has no further referral.
Rules.
Those are the standing committee reports this morning.
Are there any special committee reports?
We have no special committee reports.
This brings us to introduction of resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 56 by the State Affairs Committee for the Special Committee on Electoral Reform, directing the Alaska Legislative Council to appoint a subcommittee to develop a proposed code of ethics for members of the legislature and legislative staff.
Rules.
That is the only resolution today.
Introduction, first reading of Senate Bill.
Senate Bill Number 515 by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to expenses and hearings of the State Commission for Human Rights and providing for an expected date.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill Number 516 by the Rules Committee by the request of the Legislative Council by request. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for extension of the road from Manly Hot Springs to Tanana and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill Number 517 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council by request. An act relating to a tax credit for energy conservation expenditures and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Those are the bills this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us down to unfinished business. Does any member have anything on unfinished business?
Mr. President.
Senator Curtula.
Just one moment. At this time, it's my opinion that all the ombudsman application will be in, so that committee will meet very shortly on its initial introduction to the problem. I just wish to report that.
Thank you very much, sir. Senator Sumner?
I'd like to move an unanimous consent that I be excused from call at the Senate on Thursday and Friday this week. We're holding on the Finance Committee hearing in Anchorage on Friday. I need to do some preparation on Thursday and Friday this week.
Are there any objections? Hearing none. You're excused from a call of the Senate. Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I'd ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on Friday to attend regional meetings back home.
Hearing no objection, Senator Ferguson is excused on Friday. Is there anything further on unfinished business? Special orders? Announcement of committee meeting. Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, Judiciary will meet tomorrow. Senate Joint Resolution Number 61 proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United State of Alaska relating to annulment of regulations by the legislature. Senate Bill 511, an act relating to the criminal laws of the state. Senate Bill 514, an act amending the classification of criminal provisions relating to cruelty to animals. And Senate Bill 303, relating to arson information.
Thank you. Senator Sackett.
Finance tomorrow morning at 9.
Senator Sturgeolowski.
Mr. President, Butrovich Room tomorrow at 1:30, Community and Regional Affairs, SB 446, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for construction of a ski jump. SB 453, special appropriation to the Fairbanks North Star Borough for the development of a park strip along the Chena River in downtown Fairbanks.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, Senate Commerce Committee will meet tomorrow at 3 a.m. at room 10, as you were, at 8:30 a.m. Not quite that early. Room 106 Assembly Building to discuss Senate Bill 367, an act relating to savings associations, and committee substitute to House Joint Resolution 52, FAA regulations regarding the security of small commercial aircraft and airports. And in the afternoon at 3 p.m., the committee will meet in the Belch Room to hold sunset hearings on the Alaska Public Utilities Power Commission.
Don't feel badly, Senator Bradley. In the early days of Alaska statehood, quite a few meetings were held at that time of day. Senator Sumner?
From what I hear, they aren't. There's still a few at that time. House Bill 199 is in its resources today at 1:30, and House Bill 275. 199 creates a division of subsistence hunting and fishing. 275 appropriation to the agricultural revolving loan fund.
Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, State Affairs will be meeting Wednesday, March 12th, in the Belts Room at 3:30
to consider SB 477, an act relating to shooting and firearm safety, SB 479, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Fish and Game for firearm safety, HB 645, an act amending and transferring appropriations made in 1979, HJR 58, urging Congress to appropriate money for the construction of Dog Bay Boat Harbor, and HJR 70, relating to the operation of Bush Airports in Alaska.
Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, House at 3 o'clock today in the room 106 in the Assembly, Senate Bill 371 and 390, amending the teacher's retirement system to provide post-retirement benefits, and the governor's appointment to the dental board.
Any further committee announcements? Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, you know what more action was?
Senate, I move and ask unanimous consent that we adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Senate stands in adjournment.